the National Football League's Buffalo Bills took a big step in the right direction this season, going from 6-10 in 2018 to 10-6 this year. Quarterback Josh Allen improved in his sophomore season, and the defense was stellar. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sustain and sponsor with a tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more information anytime at WWIB.com. Buffalo came out on fire down in Houston for their wild card weekend game, racing out to a 16-point lead. But then the Texans worked their way back into the contest in the second half and pushed it to OT, winning 22-19. Bills offensive lineman Ike Betker, a second-year pro out of Iowa, is with me on the show today. So before we talk about that playoff loss down to Houston, Ike, you and I were going back and forth texting here, and you said you were just exhausted here at the end of a long campaign going into the playoffs. How drained are you guys after a season that was extended into the first round of the playoffs?
It's just a long season, and then I was moving into a house in Cedar Falls, so I drove straight back from Buffalo straight into moving into a house. So it's been a little whirlwind the last week or so, but just starting to get settled in a little bit better.
All right. So what is life like for you up in Buffalo?
It's great. It's very Midwestern-like, and the people are nice. The fans are awesome, and there's a really great culture on the team. And, I'm just really happy to be a part of it. And it's been a lot of fun the last couple of years. Just the growth from my first year there to this year was crazy. So it's been fun.
All right, so unpack that a little bit, Ike, here. In what ways has this been a growing season with the team? Has it been about you on the football team? Are you personally off the field? What's happened?
Basically everything, and just the team. The team chemistry was just, huge difference year one to year two. Brought in a lot of different guys, and then just the relationships that we could build just makes the football stuff so much easier when guys are on the same page. And then personally, just growing as a football player, got married last year, so growing as, a husband, and then we're having a kid in March, so coming up on being a dad too. So a lot of different stuff going on.
Yeah, congratulations to you and your wife Katie. The two of you were high school sweethearts there in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And now with a baby on the way for you guys, that's terrific. So you had a chance to grab some popcorn and watch the team Sunday that eliminated you guys, the Texans, and their crazy game in Kansas City. Were you shocked, Ike, at how the Chiefs were able to erase that 24-point deficit and come back so quickly?
I was more shocked with how it started than anything, but I thought the Chiefs would roll pretty easy, but, they almost put themselves in some serious trouble there at the start, but then it seemed like they kind of woke up and went about how I thought it would go after that. But that was a crazy game to watch and just a fun, exciting game to watch.
Yeah, so this is the National Football League. You got a 24-point lead after one quarter. How does this kind of comeback happen?
Just the momentum swings. I think that stop that the Chiefs got on that fourth down when they tried that fake or whatever that was, I think that was a huge play in the game. And then, when Mahomes gets rolling with his guys, I don't think there's any defense that can, stop that. So they just got so many weapons. And if those guys get rolling, I don't think it matters how much. I mean, they put up 50 points in three quarters. So, if you can't stop him, you have no chance to win.
Yeah, he's one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. So who do you like next week in the AFC title tilt?
Oh, man. My prediction for the Super Bowl is Niners versus Chiefs.
Okay. Well, it's a safe bet. It's probably few Packer fans up here that may beg to differ, but that's going to be a tough game for the Packers out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the Niners are just rolling. They got their defense is salty, too. And they got run game, and then Jimmy to my buddy George Kittle. George is killing it this year. So, you know, I'm excited to watch. I'm excited for both those games, really. Playoff football is nothing better than that.
Yeah, Kittle is just amazing for San Francisco. All right, well, they're thinking about the title games, AFC, NFC title games, those players still playing. But you guys now turn the page to next season. What do you think your club needs to do, you know, to take it next step next year?
I would just say, you know, our coach McDermott just says trust the process, respect the process. So just the process of everything and not looking too far ahead of anything. So when we go back for off-season workouts, you know, just focusing on those to start with. And, you know, I think that's when we really get the chemistry that we need as a team, because every year in the NFL you're going to have new, different guys on the team. And so just starting there and, you know, starting to build that team atmosphere and, you know, really starting to learn the guys that you can trust, you know, to do their job when they're out there. And, you know, that's when guys can play free, when they trust, you know, the man next to them. So, honestly, just starting up in April and start building the team again, because you really got to build the team from the bottom up every year.
All right, we're talking with Ike Boettger, the backup offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills, second season out of Iowa, the Hawkeyes. And, man, we're out of time here, Ike, so let's get you back next sports and commentary and talk more about this season for the Buffalo Bills, and want to also visit about your faith, your personal relationship with Jesus, and how that's grown since we last talked. Had you on the show a couple of years back. Ike, 6'6", 313 pounds, and appreciate you spending some time with us today, and we'll get together again on the next sports and commentary. God bless you. Have a great day.
Yeah, sounds great. You too.